Barbecue picnic. 1. We're going on a picnic tomorrow. 2. It's going to be at a riverside park and should be lots of fun. 3. We don't want to show up empty-handed. 4. What should we bring? 5. We'll have to pick up some food, but first I'll check with everybody so we can divide up the food buying. 6. Is this going to be a barbecue? 7. I think so. What's a picnic without a barbecue? 8. So, a barbecue is the same as a picnic? 9. For many people, they are synonymous. 10. Some people still think of a picnic as a simple family outing where you prepare the food at home and bring it to a nice outdoor place to eat. 11. What kind of foods are typical picnic foods? 12. Hot dogs, hamburgers, soft drinks, and beer, cookies and cakes, and just about anything else you might like. 13. American children especially like chocolate chip cookies and milk and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. 14. Let's see. I think 6 packages of hot dogs should be plenty. 15. I think more people will eat barbecue steaks. 16. Someone else is supposed to take care of the ribs, chicken, and beer. 17. What about dessert? How about chocolate ice cream for dessert? 18. I don't think ice cream is a good idea because it will melt. 19. This cherry pie looks good. 20. So does this chocolate cake. 21. How about these fudge brownies? They look the most durable. 22. Let's get the cherry pie and fudge brownies too, okay? 23. When's this picnic? You're making me hungry. 24. John here is our resident barbecue expert. His barbecued steaks are the best. 25. John, will you share some of your barbecuing secrets with the rest of us? 26. Sure, I'd be glad to. I think the most important ingredient of good barbecue is... 27. Let me guess. The sauce. 28. That's important, but my answer is patience. 29. Patience is number one. There are lots of steps to good barbecue, and they require time and patience. 30. You sound serious about barbecue. 31. I'm not just serious, I'm passionate about barbecue. 32. Just wait until you taste John's barbecue. 33. Would you like to watch? You are about to see barbecue artistry in action. 34. We start with the best steaks possible. I always deal with the same butcher. 35. Take the meat out of the package and let it air out for about half an hour. Now it's at room temperature. 36. I've already put the charcoal in. Use only high-quality charcoal. 37. Then we sprinkle on the lighter fluid and wait 10 minutes so it won't flare up when we light the charcoal. 38. Next, we light the coals with a long match for safety. 39. Now we have to wait for the coals to burn long enough to turn a white ash-gray color. It takes a long time and patience. 40. Won't the chemicals affect the flavor of the food? 41. Not if you let the flames die down. 42. Finally, we're ready to put the steaks on the grill. 43. Once the steaks are done, it's best to rest them for 20 minutes on a rack pan. 44. Finally, add seasoning and they're ready to eat. 45. I guarantee if you follow these steps, your barbecue will be absolutely delicious. 46. So much for the myth of the sauce. 47. Sauce is important, but there's a lot more to making delicious barbecue. 48. Barbecue is probably the oldest method of cooking food. 49. Do you ever barbecue anything other than steaks? 50. Sure. Sausages, chicken, turkey, and one of my favorites, marinated pork chops. 51. It's basically the same process, no matter what kind of meat you use. How's your steak? 52. It's fabulous, and every bit as delicious as you said it would be. 53. Barbecue is as American as apple pie. 54. Barbecue is the only food that people from all different parts of America claim as their own. 55. I think Australians say they invented it too. 56. It's considered a cultural icon throughout the southern United States. 57. Barbecue is definitely not shredded pork with a bunch of sauce on it. 58. Barbecue is king.